So we've heard a lot about how hard it is for college graduates to find a job these days, but there are some college graduates who are now leaving the unemployed list for the highly employed list. The 2010 NBA draft was last night. Washington Wizards had the very first pick.
With the first pick in the 2010 NBA draft, the Washington Wizards select John Wall from the University of Kentucky.
Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor. I imagine that didn't surprise you a bit.
Well, that's interesting. It didn't surprise anyone. John Wall was easily projected the first pick of the draft. Ever since the beginning of the season, he started proving himself. He's incredibly fast. He's great around the basket. He's a playmaker, and he's a leader on the court.
Okay, so tell me about some of the other picks that maybe were surprises or could be really strategic.
I think some of the play. I like to look at the draft in a couple different ways. What is the formula for a championship team, right? What is going to make a team a contender? You have to have a solid point guard, which the Wizards picked up,
right?
And you have to have a center that can perform around the basket and block shots and play defense and create their own shot. So when you look at that picture, everyone's looking for pieces of puzzles. And I like the way the New Jersey Nets drafted. They picked up Derek Favors, who's a forward from Georgia Tech. I like the way they drafted because they already have a point guard, they already have a center, and now pulling in another piece just sort of rounds out their puzzle a little bit.
Add LeBron to that, buddy. That's
if you add LeBron to that mix,
there you go.
With the new owner and the new coach, they look like a much stronger team than last year. The other thing to look at with the draft is look at which teams. What the expectations of that team are going in, you know, into the season, right? So the Nets' expectations are quite low. No one really expects them to do anything, so they could surprise you. Now, on the other side of things, I like how Utah, they picked, at the number 9 pick, they picked Gordon Hayward, who played for Butler. And now that was the young kid who shot that last second desperation shot from the half
NCAA the
Finals. Exactly. He's a hard-nosed player. He's a good shooter. He's going to have to bulk up for the NBA, but he fits their system. He works well with their system, and he's a smart player. And another player that I really like was Wesley Johnson from Syracuse, highest Syracuse player pick since Carmelo Anthony. He goes to the Minnesota Timberwolves. He's going to be a good player in the NBA. He's going to probably be ready to play immediately, and I think he's going to fit well and kind of fill a role that Kevin Garnett used to play when he was there.
Well, it is kind of exciting, the NBA draft, and then actually watching the season and seeing whether these kids perform up to the expectations.
It's true. It's hard to perform when you played college 1 year ago, so it's hard to be like a dominant player
in
the first
year.
Tough.
Exactly. I mean, that guy coming out of Butler, I mean, he's facing like the wolf back.
But there was a very significant team that kind of cracked under the pressure, and that was Italy.
It's in. They've scored again, and it's the substitute, Kapunek, with his first touch of the ball, and that surely has sent the Italians out and put Slovakia through to the round of 16. What do you know about this game? Absolutely incredible. It's the end for Italy.
Talk that way 24 hours a day. 24 hours a day.
It would be fantastic if they did. That would be awesome.
A whole radio show.
But you know, Europe is just tanking in this World Cup.
Well, it depends on what part of Europe. Italy lost 3-2 to Slovakia, and for a lot of folks that are used, Italy has the most World Cups besides Brazil. So this is another thing about expectations. You expect Italy to always be in it towards the end and always be pushing the envelope. Well, a lot of people know Italy is one of the more brutal teams. They're very physical, and sometimes they get away with a lot. So a lot of folks, fans around the world, are kind of like, this is their just dessert. Similar to France. There was a lot of controversy with them coming in, and they really shouldn't have been there, right? So this is what they get for sort of...
For being French.
French. I didn't say that.
No, I didn't either.
So I think what it does is it opens up the door for a much more dynamic end and much more dynamic finish in the round of 16. So you're going to see teams like the USA, like Ghana, other teams that are in the mix that are going to be interesting and playing well.
Except the USA is playing Ghana tomorrow.
Correct. And so I like that matchup. And I was talking with Javier.
I'm just hoping you're going to call it for us.
No, I'm not going to call it. I was talking with Javier, who's on the staff here at the Takeaway, and he actually said that it's a good matchup because they both play similar styles. They both play sort of undisciplined, not very good defense. If the United States was playing against a Germany or Slovakia, it would be a more difficult matchup for them in this round.
Okay, we'll see what happens tomorrow. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, the Takeaway Sports Contributor.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.